Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. True Father speaks on Who Will Inherit the Ocean, page 177. True Love for the Ocean. The real Muni is the one who loves the ocean. Why? Because the head of the unification movement loves the ocean. Reverend Moon loves the ocean. So if you are a Muni, you have to come to that point as well. What about you women? Are you a real Muni or a make-believe one? How about you men? The child inherits from the parent. How about you? Have you inherited from me? You didn't know that I have been fishing way ahead of you, days, months, and years ahead of you. If you worked harder than me, my conscience would bother me. I am hard on you, pushing you, but still you feel love from me. That's because I am already working way beyond you. Those who really think that I love you, even when I push you so hard, raise your hands. Why did you raise your hands? Are you crazy? When I see someone like you, I am relieved. All put together, do you feel fortunate to be here? When you first came here, you probably secretly made a painful face. Americans are very diplomatic. They don't show how they really feel. You probably smiled really big, but inside you wondered about doing this. Of all the fish to go after, why did we choose the tuna? Because I found that once you catch a tuna, you never forget it. You can catch many other kinds of fish and forget about it, but never the tuna. So this is the best way to catch young people. You are Americans. You are here to stay. Many guests may come, but eventually they have to go away. They may come from many different countries. However, you Americans have to inherit your own future. For the rest of your life, this is your responsibility. This is a really great responsibility. Once you hook and catch a tuna, you can never forget it for the rest of your life. Every occasion that reminds you of that moment connects you to all the events that surrounded it. Once you connect to the ocean, you never forget it. We go out, and everyone looks at us and shouts, "Muni, Muni!" But once we catch tuna, and no one else gets a strike, they have to look at us and think again. As we come by with the tuna on the line, we have to yell, "Get out of the way!" At that moment, they have to do that. After that, they are silent. When a small one-hope boat has a tuna and is going towards a big yacht, you just shout out, "Get out of here!" Then they have to get off their anchor. At that moment, we can feel very proud. We are earning our way. We are earning their respect. Suppose you lose a tuna after a hookup. When you go back home and someone else is there with a tuna, you don't even want to look at it. That kind of experience is very precious. Then your dreams are consumed by the thought of getting a tuna. You can't think without thinking about a tuna. Tomorrow, tomorrow. Your mind is always thinking about catching a tuna the next day. You have to learn how to live and pray and sweat for tomorrow. You have to pray even for the tuna. Tuna also have spirit. If you really love the ocean and love the tuna, you can attract them to you. It works this way. When you cut fish for chum, don't just cut them. Think about them and talk to them. Since you are a small fish, I will cut you up and send you down for the large fish. I am fishing for the sake of mankind and will go down there myself, but you are doing this for me and I am grateful to you. When you pray like that and think like that, it makes the difference. Every day, every action becomes special. You should say, "I am sorry to catch the tuna, but I am doing it for mankind." You are doing what others do, but your heart must be different about it. When you see me catch a tuna, harpoon it and bring it to the land, you may wonder, why does a religious leader do that to the tuna? I do it as an offering. This will help the providence. This will save lives from further suffering. We can't joke around and sleep on those boats. Our work is even more serious than the other fishermen's. Only twice have I ever laid down to rest on the New Hope. I had to at one time because I had a severe headache, but even then I prayed and apologized with great sincerity. Alan Hokinson was so tired one time that he was dozing off at the wheel. So I allowed him to take a rest at that time, because to steer the boat is a serious matter. I took responsibility for that, and then Alan could rest. Our work is so serious, you have to know that. The Special One Hope Boat. To catch a tuna, I had to develop a way to communicate with them. Sometimes there is a small craft warning, and still I go out to fish. Why? because I don't want the members to look at difficult weather and be afraid to go out. You have to be concerned about safety, but you also have to know how serious our work is. We cannot go out just because the weather is calm. The goal is very difficult to reach and very far away. We have to go through so much training to get there. The boat is one way to train. The one-ho boat is very tough. It won't sink. I wanted it that way. 20 people can ride in it and flood the vessel, but still the front part will stay up. With your life jacket on, you can just hang on and the boat will support you. This already happened with several people in a One Hope boat, so we know for sure the boat is very safe and strong. We made it that way. When we run into somebody or something, the boat doesn't break. I designed the boat, but behind me is a deeper inspiration for it. This is a multi-purpose boat. You can easily trailer the boat. It can be a speedboat, a sightseeing boat, a tuna boat, a fishing boat, a teaching boat, any kind of boat. It can go to many kinds of programs in any kind of place. There is no limit or specific way to use these boats. The New Hope is not such a good boat for catching tuna. It is too big and makes the job somewhat complicated, but the One Hope boat is a perfect size for the job. You just get away from the lines and the tuna gets tired from pulling the boat. Before I designed this boat, I researched everywhere: Japan, Alaska, and Germany. We built this boat with specific things in mind. One thing is that the One Hope has to be able to cut through the waves. Then it has to have speed. It cannot roll when it's going fast. Some boats have this problem, and I wanted to prevent such mistakes from happening. For these and other reasons, I researched for 2 years just on the design of the One Hope. Now I watch the boat and I am very happy. When you turn as you are going fast, it holds very well. Some boats would throw the man out, but the One Hope has real balance. There are 1,000 tiny details that make this boat very different from other boats. However, when I first brought up the idea, Americans said, "Father, you need an expert to design such a boat." The first one was built by members who didn't even know one thing about building boats. Such a thing can never be done by other people. But now, as we build more and more boats, the members are looking and seeing that a bold new tradition is being set in making fiberglass boats of this size. We use the highest quality parts, and this makes the boat a very expensive machine. You have to think seriously. Not only is it expensive, but it is also built by the sacrifice and hard work of the members. You have to realize that I designed and built that boat out of my own sweat and tears. You cannot just get on the boat and take off. This is the wrong attitude. In the years to come, these boats will become very famous. You don't see it now, but this is true. You have to have a serious attitude about your boat, and you have to have great pride in your boat. In the future, the record of your boat will be studied. People will ask, "How many fish did this One Hope catch?" One of these boats will catch the most and be very, very famous. Which one will that be? You have to do things with the thought of the future. Tune in tomorrow for the conclusion of Who Will Inherit the Ocean.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Gaudible. Gaudible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit gaudible.org. Thank you.